This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been teaching the six principles of the doctrine of Christ found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Thank God. We've been talking about repentance, the dead work. Repentance, and repent and believe the gospel. Repentance first and change your will, and then and believe the gospel. Then we've taught you about the gospel, the power of God, out of Mark 16, the preach the gospel, and the signs that follow. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, about the speech of God's ministers and the wisdom. It is not the wisdom of this world, not the speech of enticing words, but it's the wisdom of God, the power of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which ministers unto you salvation if you believe it. Thank God. Talked about that. Then we've talked more about faith out of Hebrews 11. Read the entire chapter. Thank God. We talked about faith for casting out devils. We talked about faith for healing God's daughters, the daughters of Zion. And tonight, we also have talked about faith, that, and it is the gospel, Romans chapter 10, 8, 9, and 10. It is the gospel, and we preach the gospel to you and nothing else. Tonight, we want to talk about prosperity in the gospel. Kathy D is going to read from Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, right. I believe. Is that right?
That's right.
And in Hebrews 8, he's talking about Jesus, the high priest. The high priest.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
And also 7, I believe, talks about Aaron, the high priest, and Jesus. I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but it's close. But we're comparing. We're comparing two high priests. One, Aaron, who's a high priest, the high priest of the law, over the law, a high priest. But Jesus is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. We met him when he came back from killing kings. That's what always impressed me. Thank God. You don't have to let them beat you into the ground. Amen. But Abraham had faith. He had the faith to kill the kings. Amen. And when he came back after killing them, there was Melchizedek with oil and wine. Amen. Oil and wine. And he blessed him. He blessed Abraham. And Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. And that's always been a stumbling block in the New Testament. Because it was Abraham. Because Romans 4 says that they that are faith walk in the steps of faithful Abraham. And so everybody is pointed. And I've been in the charismatic group for 40 years. Everybody points to what Melchizedek did with Abraham, and how he blessed him. And then Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek. And then you go over in the book of Hebrews, and you find in the 7th chapter that Jesus Christ is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus, high priest, after the order of Melchizedek. I spent about 7 years listening to all the charismatic preachers that were notable. I went to their meetings. I listened to them. I bought their tapes. I considered everything they said. When they got to the book of Malachi, bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Tithes and offerings. But Abraham only paid tithes. And Isaac only paid tithes. I said, what is this? What is this? We're to walk in the steps of Abraham and Isaac, and yet they just paid 10%. John Osteen, I heard him say once, give God every thin dime when you get a dollar. No! John Osteen was teaching by the wrong spirit. Thank God. So, I listened to all of them. Copeland, Hagin, Prince, your name, Baptist, Catholic, Pentecost, Methodist, Assemblies of God, Presbytery, who else? And I went broke listening to them and obeying them. And obeying them. I went broke listening to them and obeying them. And I finally got out of Bargo, went to Carrollton, spent 11 months there, got back to McKinney, where I'd been practicing veterinary medicine since from 1963 to 1970, January 2. It'll be 40 years in a few days. 40 years. So God sent me back there. And when I got back, he put me in the Methodist Church. First United Methodist Church, McKinney, Texas. And then he said to me, You have been taught by you. Well, you are dead in many cases. But some are still alive. Been taught by you that I get and give. And Jesus and the Father said, my son said, give it and get it. But they're reversed. Oh, I had a lot of tapes on this. And I threw them all away. Because God told me to. And Hebrews 6:8 said what?
It says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
Who obtained a more excellent ministry?
Jesus.
Jesus. And it was established upon what?
Established upon a better covenant and better promises.
A better covenant than the old covenant. Oh, there's a big bite about the old covenant and tithing, and about the new covenant and you shouldn't tithe. No, you're blind, silly. Tithing started with Abraham. Tithing started with Abraham and Isaac. But Jesus Christ wasn't raised from the dead till after Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Samuel, David, Micah, Amos. After that. And when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, what did he do? Become the mediator of the new covenant. A better covenant. Right?
Right.
A better covenant. Established on what? Better promises. He said, quit yelling. I only yell to the devil. And there are plenty of them. Amen. So, God told me, As I've been taught by all you blind people, to get it, give it. You sure give it to me. Amen. Because your covetousness, which is of the law. Amen. Thank God. But the father said, my son said, give it and get it. So start giving to the First United Methodist Church in McKinney, Texas, $100 a week. Now, if you have $100, you suckers have broke me with your lies. Oh, Hagen Prince, Roberts Copeland, you name it, you people broke me with your lies. You Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal, you broke me with your lies. A man of considerable wealth, when I started walking with you and listening to your teachings and doing what you said, by the end of 7 years, you suckers broke me. I limped out of town like Jacob. But I got where God wanted me. Now, give it and you get it. So, I didn't even have $100. Did you know there's more than one afternoon in the 60s where I'd make $1,000 in the afternoon? And I was in the top 1 percentile tax bracket. And I started listening to you liars, and you acted like you knew what you were doing. And I didn't have $100 when it came time to do what Jesus taught. Thank God. And the Lord said, I'll give you the $100. And he did. And I gave it. I reluctantly gave it. But I finally decided I'd listen to you in the flesh. I could see you. And what you taught me, and said it was God, broke me. And I wasn't used to being broke. Look on my website. Read about my possessions when I sold out January 2, 1970. Thank God. Amen. So I said, I'm going to do what this voice that I believe is God is saying to me, and not believing what you lying preachers, you covetous bastards. Well, that's what you are. A bastard, Hebrews 12 says, is someone that won't receive correction. So I got that $100 God gave it to me. Gave it to First United Methodist Church, McKinney, Texas. And that week, I made $1,000+. I think it's $1,026. Oh, God. Understand. No, I didn't make $1,000 every afternoon. But I had made $1,000 in an afternoon more than once. And believe in your lies, I do well to do anything, give anything, get anybody. And I gave 25% of my gross income to you liars and went broke. Hallelujah. So you got a mean spirit. Well, wait till I make the whip. wait till I make with the small cards and tie knots in them and make me a scourge and come whip your butt. Oh, it's a back, isn't it? Wait till I do that. Then you can say, I've got a mean spirit, but that'd be a lie. Because you are liars. Thank God. Hallelujah. The next week, after receiving 1,026, I couldn't wait to give that 100. Well, I couldn't wait to give that $100. That week, another 1,000. The next week, 100. Another 1,000. The fourth week, 100. 400 and some dollars. I said, whoa, wait a minute. What is this voice I've been listening to? Am I deceived? Have I been deceived by a voice? And the Lord said, challenge the devil. Command him, turn your money loose. Okay. Why not? The other didn't work. Maybe this will, maybe it won't. And I challenged the devil, letting him know all my right relationship with God. Wow. Oh, I can take you to the very spot, dear. You can drive me and pull up to a stop sign, and I will start talking to the devil like I did that day in June of, right. I want to be sure it's right, 1976. And when you hear me, you'll have heard me many times pray that way. But God started sending the money. He started sending the money. Say, you haven't even read the scripture yet. Don't need to. We'll get around to it. You blind liars. Oh, you covetous people. And God started blessing me. And I jumped up to about 80,000 a year. Oh, man. That's not peanuts.
Not in the 70s.
There you go. And then he said, well, actually, in there, I went from 100 to 150 and then did about 80,000. Then 200. Then 300. Then the sky's the limit. In 1986, give half of it. Give half of it. And I did. And I have. And God has really blessed me. That's why I can teach you what I'm speaking. What time is it?
We got 12 minutes.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. How about, have we met? No. 2 Corinthians 8:9. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Now let me tell you something. God had taught me back in the early 70s that I was a rich man, that Jesus made me rich. And the lying preachers taught me lies. Oh, America, America, America. No wonder Obama came to steal your prosperity. You lying preachers. Amen. But he can't take America. Would you read that 8th verse, 9th verse?
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich.
You see that? the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was rich, and he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. He was rich, you were poor. You were worse than poor, as I was. And the exchange on the cross, he died for us. He died for our poverty. And he was rich. He died for our poverty. Everyone that was under the law of Moses, and that was everyone alive. If you didn't obey it, you were cursed with a curse under poverty. All of America is cursed. It has been my whole life. Amen. Thank God. He was rich. Laid it down. Exchange on the cross. His riches are poverty. When he's raised from the dead, he made me rich. He made everybody rich. That believe the gospel. That's gospel. Thank God. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 6, verse 27. Amen. Oh, by the way, Anthony Reese has put an audio on his Facebook of his dad, Charlie Reese, singing the lead of a song. And I believe it was 1979. Let me tell you what I did yesterday. I've got a witness in Colorado. I got one standing by next to me. You see, I thank God for Water Blind Boys and everyone else, but I told these two, I said, I need a tenor, and God is going to bring me one. Today, Anthony's, the song by Anthony's dad was posted. And Kathy started it, and I said, wait a minute. This man has talent. Go to his website. Go to his Facebook. You can hear it. Amen. But let's go to Luke 6:27. How much time we got? 10?
About that.
Let's go. Amen. We could go 20.
But you can go as much as you want.
But we won't.
I won't argue.
Amen.
But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies.
Oh. Love your enemies. That's in red, isn't it?
That's in red.
Is that the beginning of red?
No.
Well, back up to the beginning.
Back up to the beginning of red?
Just prior to love your enemy.
It starts in verse 20 with blessed be you poor.
Blessed what?
Blessed be you poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven.
Well, go for it.
Okay. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice you in that day, and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say to you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you.
Love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you. That?
Right.
Next.
Pray for them which despitefully use you.
Oh, that would be the whole church. If they had the opportunity, they'd despitefully use me, and many of them have. and I prayed for them, and I've loved them, and I've blessed them, and I've done good to them that hate me. Would you move on?
And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other.
Oh, I will promise you, I was raised under the cheek smiters. And they beat me till I didn't have any cheeks left when I started following God. Then one day, the Spirit of God stood up in me and began to rebuke those that smote me. Oh, you don't have any love, man. You got a demon. Cast it out. Cast it out, smart boy. And a guy, big shot, he thought, were to fake Bob Dylan's house that was on the sand that fell. Came here one day, he said, walked in my office, and Terry Bryant followed him, he stood in the door. The guy said, you got a spirit of pride, I'm going to cast it out. I said, well, get after it. Get after it. Terry just stood there and moved. He laid his hands on me. Prayed his stupid little fake prayer. You're free! I said, whoa. Hold it, hoss. Sit down in this chair. You've got the pride. And he sat down. He had to. Had authority over it. Of the devil. And I set him free from pride. And he left. Later, Terry Meyer said, I thought, oh my God, what's this going to be like? But Terry said, well, if Noel's got it, that's good. Let's get rid of it. That's the way Terry and I walk. But none of you have ever cast anything out of us. Amen. But we've cast it out of you. Amen. Where are we at now?
One cheek offer up the also, the other also. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also.
Well, they'll steal them right out of your hand. What's next?
Give to every man that asketh of thee.
Oh, that's a big end. That is a big one. Oh, I am so broke. I gave money to people that asked. Now, let me stop you right now. You've got the spirit of, you have the spirit of God in you. And you know when the devil, which John 10 says, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But see, I was carnal. And I'd give to anybody that asked me. But one day, Holy Ghost said, No. You're not giving to that one. I remember this liar came and he came in here and he said, Pastor, I just loved it. He said, I need some gas money to get to Garland to the hospital. My mother or somebody had a heart attack. Pulled out 20, gave it to him. Next Sunday he called, came back again. Pastor, I need some gas money. My wife's had a heart attack. I thought, good God, we're all dying. Plenty. Next week. Somebody else had a heart attack. I said, and you're a liar. He left with no money, and I was shocked. I thought, oh, Lord, will you kill me? Why? You know, a Pharisee tries to obey the word. But a man that's spiritual will obey the word. And he that's spiritual judges all things, yet he is judge of no man. So, a few more days go by, then this woman called me. Pastor, we're on our way from Florida to California. Yeah? And our car is broke. Broke down. We need some money to get our car fixed. I said, when do you have to be in California? Oh, there's no time. No time for it. I said, good. Get a job. Make enough money to go. Wow! Eardrum. God remembers all this, you know. I did pretty well. Well, I began to grow up. Did I begin to grow up? Did I stop falling for every trick? But then I learned about covetous preachers. Oh, my God. Did I ever learn about covetous preachers? And Reverend Marcus Lamb had me on television, and he and Joni interviewed me a couple of times. And I was sitting in my bedroom one night, and Marcus said, there's a preacher out there that needs to give $10,000. I had 20. You know, I sat there on the foot of my bed. On the foot of my bed. Watching television. Listening to Marcus lie. Listening to his covetous spirit begging for money, prophesying a preacher who gives $10,000. It took me 20 minutes to overcome it. It wasn't God. It was a lying devil. That's the way he walks. He's on his way down. What time is it?
7:32.
You'd like me to quit, wouldn't you? I know what you're doing. Read on 6:38. We're going to close it up for tonight.
And him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as thou would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love you your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
There is scripture for what I've just taught you. But we're out of time. We got to worship. But next week, we'll take this up. Let's worship God, Water of Life Boys, along with recorded music of Water of Life Church, led by Terry Byer. We're going to worship God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
was dark in my heart. You brought light to me, a child of darkness. He came, a child of light. And when my soul was so dry, Praising his name.
God bless you. See you tomorrow. Not tomorrow night. Just here in the daytime.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.